Sego, I'm Dale Miller from CKRZ 100.3 FM News, the voice of the Grand. Six Nations community member and one half of the Jason Harv Show on Bell TV, Harvey Paulus, also known as The Harv, sat down with CKRZ News to share his experience dealing with kidney failure and how his family and friends are putting together a fundraiser this Saturday, November 25th at Yogi's Barn on Cheesewood Road. The fundraiser came after news of him and his wife Brandy Paulus, who was found to be a suitable fit for a kidney transplant as they both share the same blood type. But the Harv explained he was not 100% for it at first.
First started, I kind of turned her down because, like, I thought, what if our kids need one or grandkids or something, right? Then she'd be able to donate to them. But like I said, after this year and a half on dialysis, and I'm ready to tap out. And so I took her up on the offer. She did some testing, and she's all cleared to go. Just a few more things for me, and then I should be good to go. And hopefully sometime in the new year, within the next 6 months or so, I'm on an operating table.
The Harv went on to explain what life is like for him and his family now as they prepare for the kidney transplant and what he sees for the future after the surgery.
Sobered up. I'm maturing. I'm getting more into the traditional stuff. Like, I was really into the land back type of thing back in the day. Like, I went to Standing Rock and stuff, and that was, it's kind of what I was into, being on front lines. I'd like to do that kind of stuff again. I'd like to try to be there for my people. Like, I haven't been for the past few years just because of this illness, right? So we don't have any leadership down here. I think I'm ready to be a leader.
The Harv also wanted to express to other community members the importance of stepping up and giving back, and thanks his wife Brandy and other nurses and healthcare workers on Six Nations for their help thus far.
I was told that in our community, the Native community, there's like 70% of the dialysis community is like Native. So anybody on dialysis is in need of a transplant, but there's like no Native donors, so that's where our Native people need to step up and do that for our own people, like, you know, like donate to our own. Otherwise, we're in the situation I'm in where we have to look for a kidney or wait for a deceased kidney, which can take a minimum 3 years. So I'm glad my wife stepped up. She's the champ for doing that. You know, like, I can't express enough gratitude or appreciation for what she's doing. But yeah, we as Native people need to step it up, because these people are saving our lives on a daily basis, you know, helping us with dialysis, doing this, doing that, nursing. And I guess our Six Nations community is not really involved with too much other than going to get their treatments and then going home. They're not really involved with any kind of fundraising or awareness. So I think that's where we need to be better at. Like I said, the Native community, there's lots of diabetics, lots of people who are on dialysis and whatnot. So we need to advocate for our people to step out to be donors for our people, because there's nobody really advocating it. There's people who advocate for donations of blood and be an organ donor, but there's no specifics.
The fundraiser for support throughout the recovery for both Harvey and Brandy Paulus is going to be taking place this weekend, November 25th at Yogi's Barn, 2318 Cheesewood Road, where doors open at 11 a.m. with cornhole and pool tournaments all day, as well as food served, and 50-50 tickets and performances by Josh Miller, Jay Smart, and Keith Silver. No minors after 7 p.m. I'm Dea Miller, and for more updates on what's going on in our community, stay tuned to CKRZ 100.3 FM, the voice of the Grand.